And now Solomon Amuzu from Ghana will talk about the edges between planting areas. Solomon?
Hello, lovely people. Thank you once again for making the day with us here on Extinction Radio Permaculture segment with Solomon Amuzu. Permaculture edge effects is the topic for today. An edge is an interface between two mediums. It is the surface between the water and the air, the zone around a soil particle to which water bonds, the shorelines between lands and water, the area between forest and grassland. It is the scrub which we can differentiate from grassland. It is the area between the frost and non-frost level of hillside. It is the border of the desert, wherever species, climate, soil, slope, or any natural conditions or artificial boundaries meet. We have edges. Edges are places of varied ecology. Productivity increases at the boundary between two ecologies: land, water, forest, grassland, estuary, ocean, crop, orchard, because the resources from both systems can be used. In addition, the edge often has species unique to itself. In nature, re-ecologies, the edge between coral and ocean, are some of the most highly productive systems in the world. Mangrove ecologies, land-sea interface. There is a hardly a sustainable traditional human settlement that is not sited on those critical junctions of two natural economies. Here, the area between a foothill and forest and plains elsewhere on the edge of plain and marsh, land and estuary, or some combination of all of these. A landscape with a complex edge is increasing and beautiful. It can be considered the basis of the art of landscape design. And most certainly, increased edge makes for a more productive landscape. Planners who place a housing settlement on a plain may have the advantage of plain planning, but abandon the inhabitant to follower if transport fuels dry up, when they will have to depend on a limited natural environment for their varied needs. Successful and permanent settlements have always been able to draw from the resources of at least two environments. Similarly, any settlement which fails to preserve natural benefits and, for example, clears off forests and poisons, estuaries, rivers, or soils, is bent on eventual extinction. Thank you so much for making the day with us. I am Solomon Amuzu. See you again. Bye-bye.